Good morning. A warm southeasterly flow originating in the tropical Atlantic is in place this morning across interior New York and New England. That tropical moisture is now being realized in the form of showers and bursts of rain, along with the possibility of a few rumbles of thunder through the morning drive and into the better part of the first half of the day. A storm system over Buffalo is only slowly moving into southern Canada. A cool front is moving very slowly through western and central New York and heading in our direction. Out ahead of the front, we'll still have the influence of the moisture off of the Atlantic, keeping showers going into the afternoon hours from time to time. Well out ahead of the front, we'll see temperatures reach into the lower to mid-70s again for afternoon highs before the front clears through the region and we start a drying trend after dark tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight, and areas of fog will develop. But more importantly, the humidity will break, and this will allow temperatures to drop back into the lower to mid-50s for overnight lows. The drying trend will continue into the day tomorrow behind the front. It'll still be mild, though, just a different type of air mass with much lower humidity and a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will still be around 70. Another disturbance will drop in from the Great Lakes on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers, a bit cooler in the lower to mid-60s for highs. Then behind that disturbance, much cooler air with a stiff northwest wind for the second half of the weekend, and with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, highs will only be in the 40s to around 50. The cooler air will stay in place on Monday with a sunny sky to start, then some clouds move in, lower to mid-50s, and a chance of showers in the 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Gonzalo, located about 540 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. Gonzalo is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the north-northeast and an increase in forward speed are expected tonight and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Gonzalo is expected to pass near Bermuda tomorrow afternoon. Satellite imagery indicates that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 140 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gonzalo is now a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Fluctuations in intensity are common in major hurricanes and are likely to occur with Gonzalo today. Then slow weakening is forecast tonight and tomorrow, but Gonzalo is expected to be a dangerous hurricane when it moves near Bermuda. Steady weakening should begin late in the day tomorrow. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 40 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 140 miles. NOAA buoy 41046, located about 90 miles south of the center of Gonzalo, recently reported a sustained wind of 42 miles per hour and a gust to 51 miles per hour. The estimated minimum central pressure is 945 millibars or 27.91 inches. A hurricane warning has been issued for Bermuda. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 52 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 1 above 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain and 70 degrees, the dew point 67. 90% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 18 at Eagle Nest, New Mexico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 70s. Boston mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low, 70. The average temperature, 75. That's 25 degrees above normal. 13 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now, 72 hundredths, which is 1.11 inches below normal. And 28.39 inches for the year, which is 2.89 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees. The average low, 39. the record high 88 set in 1947, and the record low 25 in 1978. Sunrise this morning at 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening 6:11 p.m., 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, warm, and humid today with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, warm, humid today, rain and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, warm, and humid today with rain and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, warm, and humid today, rain likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, warm, and humid today with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, drier near 70. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers on Saturday, lower to mid-60s. Breezy and much cooler on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds near 50. Sunshine giving way to clouds, chilly on Monday, lower to mid-50s. A chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs staying in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.